Mastering an extravehicular activity, or spacewalk, would be crucial in proving that NASA was ready to actually put a man on the moon. But how could astronauts learn to walk in space while practicing on Earth?
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
During the early Gemini missions, astronauts trained for EVAs on a KC-135 aircraft, where they could experience 30 seconds of weightlessness when the plane went into a steep dive. But this training didn't simulate the strenuous work or fatigue faced by the astronauts in space, and successful spacewalking remained an enigma. Until Dr. Robert Gilruth, director of NASA's Manned Spacecraft Center, ordered a new approach. He suggested that a large pool of water be used to create neutral buoyancy and offset gravity. On Gemini 12, after hours of underwater training to prepare him, Buzz Aldrin solved the riddle of spacewalking. Today, underwater training is still the primary spacewalk training method, and the Neutral Buoyancy Laboratory, the largest indoor body of water in the world, is big enough to include mock-ups of major sections of the International Space Station. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.